With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The candidates have laid out their closing arguments, and now, from east to west, the polls have opened or are opening across the country on this election day. As the Biden presidency nears its end, his vice president says,
"We are ready for a president who knows the true measure of a leader is not based on who you beat down, it is based on who you lift up."
Kamala Harris during a rally in Pennsylvania. Former President Trump visited PA as well. Mr. Trump addressing one of those kitchen table issues during a stop in Pittsburgh.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper. So many people mention, I go in, so many people mention groceries, that beautiful but simple word, groceries. Sir, my groceries.
On the face of it, you might think that some big cities are preparing for a violent storm post-election, and in one sense they are. But it's not the weather that's the issue in places including Washington, D.C.
Black riot fencing has been set up around the U.S. Capitol building and the Naval Observatory, where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. That same fencing was put up around the White House, as well as the Palm Beach County Convention Center in Florida, where former President Donald Trump will host his election night watch party. The Harris Watch Party will take place at Howard University in Washington, D.C. D.C. police said the security surrounding the school will be increased and streets blocked off. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said to expect hardened security around the Capitol complex. And D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith said there will be no tolerance for violence. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, 33,000 striking Boeing workers will be going back to work now that a four-year contract has won approval. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures 38 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 65. This is SRN News. A free speech battle is taking place at one Virginia school.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-fourths of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say that everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise all around the world. This is SRN News. Tennessee authorities arrest a man who federal officials say sought to wreck a Nashville electrical substation.
Skylar Felipe is accused of attempting to use a drone loaded with what he thought were explosives to destroy the Nashville energy facility. Felipe allegedly told a confidential source who was working with the FBI that he wanted to attack several substations by attaching several pounds of C4 explosives to an aerial drone. In September, Felipe also provided undercover officials with excerpts of his so-called manifesto, which focused heavily on white nationalism. He was arrested before he could follow through with his plans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An official in Kiev says North Korean troops, recently deployed to help Russia in its war with Ukraine, have come under Ukrainian fire. It is the first time a Ukrainian official has said that Pyongyang's units were attacked by Ukrainian troops. More details, SRNNews.com.